It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Noah Avshinsky. And today for Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we're talking about what it's like to travel alone as a woman.
But first, we're talking about a plan to expand a new kind of assessment in Milwaukee's public schools, one that does not use traditional letter grades.
The school system says they're starting to use a new way to grade students that gives teachers and parents a better idea of how well they're learning. This program is not new, but it's now being extended to all schools in the Milwaukee Public School District.
Ann Nackert and Tina Flood joined us earlier to explain what Milwaukee's new grading system will be and why they're changing. Tina is the Chief Academic Officer for Milwaukee Public Schools, and Ann is an Instructional Technology Curriculum Specialist. Ann, welcome to Central Time.
Hi.
And Tina, thank you so much for being here as well.
You're welcome. Good afternoon.
So, Tina, let's start with you. The Milwaukee School District is moving away from the A through F grading system for K through 8 students. Why the move?
Well, I think what people have to understand is this is not something new to the district. We've actually been working on this for 5 years. It's been a process over time, but we're really doing it because it's best practice for kids and for their parents to truly help them understand what their kids know and are able to do. So if you think about a traditional letter grade, so if we tell a parent your child has earned a C in math, you have to do a lot of digging to really understand what that C means. Whereas if you take mathematics and break it apart into the standards, you can then report to a parent how their child is doing on the different standard areas. So for example, number and operations versus mathematical practices versus, you know, another standard in math.
And now, Anne, as I understand it, the new system will sort of decouple academic achievement from sort of the social aspect of things. Can you explain that decoupling and how that works?
Sure. For the last 5 years, we've had schools that have been using this new report card. We've phased them in over the last 5 years. And from the beginning, we separated academic achievement from non-academic factors. And so in each content area, besides listing the standards in that content area, like the math standards that Tina was saying, we also include a line where teachers can indicate the effort in that content area, since we know some students really love math but may not like to write, or vice versa. And then we also have an additional section that we call personal social development, and that section has a series of items that are sort of those process skills, how kids do school. And in that area, the teacher can indicate whether a student turns work in on time, whether a student gets along with their peers, shows respect for adults, and a number of other items. So it really allows the parent to see both academic and non-academic progress.
And Tina, instead of an A through F is what we're used to seeing, the traditional grading scale, what will students see on their report card and what will it mean?
So it's broken out into four different categories. So they would see advanced, proficient, minimal, and basic. And that actually mirrors our other assessments, that terminology. So it's terminology that parents are familiar with.
So it's going to be, what did I see, like a PR will be proficient. And, I mean, it seems like with these new levels, parents are going to need to get used to this. Kids are going to need to get used to this. Is it going to be a big sea change in how parents and students think about school and their performance there?
So as we've already stated, we've been working on this for 5 years. So we've done a lot of work to help educate parents and students. We have a parent resource guide that's available on our portal where it really explains the entire process and then what the report card looks like, what the different levels mean. So we think we've done a lot of work to really help parents understand what this means for their student.
And according to advocates, this is supposed to better serve the Common Core standards that lots of places are voluntarily adopting. How do you see that working together?
Well, I think regardless of the standards, whether it's Common Core or the Wisconsin Model Academic Standards, the whole point is to really give parents and students a better idea of how they're performing against those standards.
And critics are saying that it's just going to make it harder to find failing students, that it might blur the line between who's succeeding and not succeeding. And Milwaukee Public Schools have been struggling for a while with this. And, you know, critics are looking at it and saying this is just making it harder to pinpoint, you know, the failure of the schools or the students. What do you say to that?
I totally disagree. I think the opposite is, in fact, true. I think this will help us do a better job of really identifying where students are being successful, and then it will also help us identify areas that students still need support and more work on.
Now, what about homework? Homework has been, you know, a staple of what students go through in school. They have to turn it in, and it counts for part of their grade. How does homework factor in with this new system?
So homework is still important because we want students to be able to practice at home, but what we want is students to have multiple opportunities to show that they're proficient or that they can be successful towards a standard. So the homework is turned in, but we're more concerned about how they're doing on the homework, and again, giving them multiple opportunities to show that versus did they get it in on time and how many points is this worth. So we're not saying that homework's not important, but we want to make sure that we're keeping everything in context and providing students multiple opportunities to show success.
And Tina, what sort of feedback are you getting so far from people, from parents especially?
I think once we bring parents in and we're able to explain it to them and they go through parent-teacher conferences where they're able to sit down with their teacher and their student in some cases and they really walk them through what this means, I think parents have really been responding in a very positive way because it does give them more information about their child.
Now, Anne, one of the things I imagine that teachers might be concerned about is that this is more work for them instead of a single grade, although I suppose they were evaluating all of these things anyway and just rolling into the grade. But are teachers concerned that this is going to be a lot more work for them?
I think, again, once teachers get involved in the process, you know, change is hard for everyone, but when a teacher gets involved in the process, they realize that this is helping them in many ways. So in the end, it results in a grade that's divided up by standard, but in the meantime, it helps teachers do the things they're being asked to do anyways, which is differentiate their instruction based on the needs of the student. And this type of grading really allows the teacher to focus in on where those strengths and weaknesses are in their classroom and to really give students the interventions that they need.
Will it be easier, do you think, to pinpoint students who may be struggling with, you know, just the basics of being organized and turning in homework and things that are more sort of less about understanding and more about the mechanics of what makes learning happen?
I think that's the interesting thing about being a teacher is that you play many different roles. So not only are you teaching children academically, but you're teaching children how to behave socially, you're teaching them how to be responsible, and none of those things have moved away. A teacher is still doing all those things. But I feel like in this system, it's in a less punitive manner, meaning our goal isn't to say gotcha. Our goal is to help kids, support kids, and help them be as successful as they can be.
Now, I don't know if you've been following some of the coverage of this. This sort of broke this morning. You've been aware of it and have been tracking it for a long time. But just reading the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article this morning, a lot of comments are a lot of people who are dubious about this, critical of it. And you know, some people saying it points to, you know, the slippery slope of American schools heading downward. What do you say to reassure those people, Tina?
Well, I think I think people make comments sometimes about things that they don't truly understand. And I think if we had the opportunity to really sit down and explain this to people and walk them through it, they would be less quick to react with those kind of statements.
But what about actually standing up for it as a merit-based thing, about why you think it's worth doing?
Again, I would have to go back to this is best practice, and it really does give us more information about students, and it helps us communicate on a deeper level to parents about where their students are compared to the standards.
Now, this is only used, as I understand it, for kids in grades K through 8, so why not high school?
So there's two things you have to keep in mind. So we have the standards-based report card, which is the actual tool, which we're using in grades K through 8. And then there's the whole idea around standards-based grading, which is the practice. And we do have many of our high schools who are working on reflecting on their grading practices and really moving towards standards-based grading practices. But we have not moved the high schools to a standards-based report card at this time.
Do you expect to be doing that? Are there models of high schools who are doing just that?
I don't think we plan to do it anytime in the near future, but we certainly want to continue to work with teachers on their grading practices.
Now, will you be assessing, Anne, as you go along to see whether or not this is actually working for a big school district like Milwaukee?
Absolutely. We've done surveys of parents, we've done surveys of teachers, and we're really sort of paying attention to sort of the feedback that we're getting from all the different stakeholders.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both so much for joining us. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
And Tina, thanks to you as well.
Oh, you're so welcome.
That was Tina Flood, Chief Academic Officer for Milwaukee Public Schools, and Ann Nackard, an Instructional Technology Curriculum Specialist there.